Did you know that heart attack deaths are more likely during the holiday season than any other time? And here to give us a reason to prevent it and maybe explain why this is the case is Chief Medical Officer for Prevention for the American Heart Association, Dr. Eduardo Sanchez. Good morning, Doctor. How are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you? Thank you for having me.
We are great. So why is this holiday season sort of a heart attack inducing time? What's the reason for that?
Well, there's a number of reasons. One, the holidays can be stressful. In addition, some of us break from some of our usual patterns. We may eat more than usual. We may move less than usual. And then if it were to snow or something happens, we might suddenly exert ourselves more than we ever usually do. All of those things can add to an increased risk of a bad thing like a heart attack or a stroke.
What are some of the things we can do, I guess, then to sort of mitigate that?
Well, one, I'm going to focus a little bit on blood pressure, because blood pressure is a dramatically increases the risk of the possibility of a heart attack or stroke. And there are way too many people walking around with high blood pressure who don't know it. And so one easy thing is to get your blood pressure checked. If you are somebody with high blood pressure, be sure that you're taking your medications. And if your blood pressure is elevated and 130 over 80 or above is elevated, then you should quickly check with your doctor and make sure that all things that you could do are being done. That would include taking medications to control blood pressure, eating a heart-healthy diet, lots of fruits and vegetables, less salt, and thirdly, being physically active, not trying to run a marathon, but just moving your body a little bit more than you might ordinarily.
What leads to the high blood pressure? Are we just getting narrowing of our arteries or something? What is the reason for that?
Well, there's a variety of things that contribute to high blood pressure, and the narrowing of arteries is sort of an end game, but the things that contribute to that are eating a less than healthy diet, not being physically active, smoking can contribute, and immoderate, that is, too much alcohol. All of those can contribute to risk factors. There's others that are age. So as we get older, the possibility of high blood pressure increases, and there's not a whole lot we can do about age. And then there's some difference in blood pressure, elevated blood pressure prevalence by race and ethnicity that's important to pay attention to. African-American persons in the United States in particular have high blood pressure and low control levels. And those are folks, all of us, should be paying attention, get our blood pressure checked, make sure it's controlled, and if not, do the things we need to do to control it, including medication.
What's the best way to get it checked, and how frequently, and what are some of the ways we can do that?
Well, one way is to go to a pharmacy in your community that may have a blood pressure checking station. But the other is to make an appointment to see your doc. This is a good time to go see a physician. For example, if you haven't gotten a flu vaccine yet, go get your flu vaccine. And if you get a flu vaccine somewhere other than the doctor's office, you can ask if they might be willing to take your blood pressure. So those are a couple of ways to do that and to look around and see if there's any blood pressure screening campaigns going on in your community. Those happen on the weekends and in churches throughout the United States and in y'all's community.
You got your blood pressure late at night or early in the morning or different times of day or for reasons like that, can that impact it too? And how would you like to maybe to get it a couple times so you can get a mean of what's the actual amount?
Man, you've been reading my notes. So blood pressure can change during the day, but truly for a screening, almost any time is okay, because if it's elevated at any time, that's really important to know. But in general, when we're asking people to systematically monitor their blood pressure, we have them take readings in the morning, readings at night, and over 3 to 7 days, and then take an average. Really complicated, but when you are with a healthcare team, they can help you do that part. But for screening, pretty much any time, if it's elevated, that's a problem. There are some things that one should make sure that are happening when that screening takes place. Empty bladder, should be 5 minutes, you know, should be able to rest for 5 minutes. You should be positioned appropriately. People should not be talking to you, particularly giving you bad or exciting news. Your favorite team scoring a touchdown while you're taking your blood pressure, not the best way to do that. So rest, empty bladder, proper positioning, all critically important, more important than time for screening.
We were talking this morning with the Chief Medical Officer for Prevention for the American Heart Association, Dr. Eduardo Sanchez, talking about your blood pressure and hoping to prevent any kind of results. If high blood pressure, what, heart attack and stroke, are those the two main sort of results that could happen if you if you don't treat it?
Heart attack and stroke. And then for persons who have heart failure or might be at risk at heart failure, it can lead to a flare or a new situation with heart failure. Not a good thing to have happen. But you know, let me say this: it's not all bad news. One can have high blood pressure and enjoy the holidays. So I want to make sure that I say happy holidays, but safe and happy holidays might be the message that I would close with today.